Podtacular Halo 3 Show, Episode 70, for the week of July 3rd, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm Polychronopoulos.
And I'm Simon Eater. Giggity goo.
And this is the Halo 3 show, where we're going to be talking about pretty much everything people want to see in Halo 3, and all kinds of speculation about what might be there, and there's lots of cool stuff in here, definitely. We're also going to be covering some other games that Halo geeks play, so some cool stuff you might want to check out there if you're into it, so right on. And as usual, we got a full show. I know I always say that, but it's full, man. It's good, so let's get going. First off, before we get started, I wanted to mention that Podtacular has an IRC channel, in case you didn't already know, and there's a link to it on the right side of podtacular.com. Basically, it's kind of like a chat room, IRC, so Internet Relay Chat, so it's like you can chat with Chatzilla if you, you know, do a Google search for that, or MIRC or some of these things. That's pretty cool. So, you know, there's people in there occasionally chatting and stuff. So, right on.
Sounds good.
So, who wants to start us off here on Halo 3?
Pauly does.
Sure. Okay, Duststorm says, I would like to see proning position included into the game. Also, bigger multiplayer maps with up to 64 or 96 able to play in one game. Wow. A max of 16 can get old really quickly. Yeah, it's kind of big.
96, freaking A, man.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't think that's going to happen for like, a little bit. Bigger and more powerful weapons integrated into the campaign and the multiplayer game modes. I really didn't like playing as the Arbiter, and it was hard to tell who was friend or foe. I probably killed the friendly forces before I killed the enemy, unless I saw the green in time. That's all I can think of for now.
Dude, 96, I don't know. Okay, let's say they eliminated lag completely. There was zero lag, and it was 96 people.
Well, nobody would get in the match.
Can you imagine being in a lobby with... like, half of that?
Oh, I mean, my gosh, dude.
Not even that many, just half of that, dude. I mean, like, come on.
There's no way you can talk to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, speaking of, like, big lobbies, one thing I want to see in Halo 3, if they use a similar, like, matchmaking party lobby system going on, is, like, if you're in a lobby with, well, with any amount of people, and you go to your private messages, you should be able to automatically mute the lobby while you listen to your private message.
Seriously, because that is annoying.
Yeah, I can never hear my private messages unless I appear offline, because I end up in a big party, and then I can't hear anything anyone sends me. So it's like, forget it.
Well, so it's like you have to leave and then come back or something.
Yeah.
Since I've had my 360, all the messages that I get, like, that I wasn't playing online, I just delete them. Like, because it... Well, that's when I'm on Halo 2. If I'm on the dashboard, I'll listen to them. But if I'm on Halo 2, I don't even bother because they just come in all crappy anyways.
Yeah.
Man. So I just delete them. I'm like, won't bother.
You know, it'd be really nice if... I know it's... I'm sure it's been quite a challenge to even get Halo 2 working on 360. And I appreciate all the work of, you know, Microsoft and Bungie has done. But...
Yeah.
I mean, guys, the audio quality on the voice messages is basically you can't understand what's going on. And I know you guys know this. So, you know, another pass would be nice. Because right now it's better to play Halo 2 on an Xbox than it is on a 360 just for that reason.
Yeah,
plus,
really.
Plus for, what do you call it? The map
leg.
With all the fog. Backwash.
Backwash
and lag, because... usually when somebody fails to load map, it's pretty much all the 360s at once.
fail to load the map, don't even get me started,
It happened to me like 8 times in a game. I just kept going back, and every time I got in, Dial would be laughing. I'd be like, hey, his 360 isn't working. And I kept getting booted in and out.
Yeah. So hopefully they fix that. Yeah, that'd be nice. You're up, Sam.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Freak. Okay. He says, I think Halo 3 needs another weapon to deal with vehicles, mainly the tank. Something with armor-piercing rounds, so that the rocket launcher isn't the only vehicle opponent.
I don't know, maybe.
The needle gun. The Needler? It would just be the Needle Gunner.
Needler with armor-piercing needles.
Well, you know what would be sweet if the Sniper could had armor-piercing rounds? That would be sweet.
Yeah, kind of like in Girl. That would be sweet.
That would be the Shiznit.
It'd be kind of cool if they just had another weapon that had armor-piercing that was different than the rocket launcher. I don't know. It performed differently, you know?
SMG's sort of like that. It does quite a bit of damage against, like...
some vehicles, yeah.
Close range, you know, or close to mid-range.
Shotgun, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Blow a hole inside of it.
I could just see one guy against a tank and he kills it.
Yeah, right.
Shooting it with a shotgun. Like, dang.
Yeah, that'd be intense.
Throw a rock at it. Boom. I don't know where that came from. Digital Dren writes in saying, this is going to be quick and sweet. I have a feeling that Halo 3 will have more options for making machinimas, like how Bungie made it possible to lower your weapons in Halo 2. We could see options to remove the HUD, or run around without weapons, without using the tricks to use now. Or maybe there could be a whole mode set aside for movie making. It would be very close to a debug mode that we could use and have endless options for movie making. It's just an idea that would be cool to have.
It's funny, because we were talking about this before we were recording. Like, if the 360, let's say you had a 100 gig hard drive, and you just had a power, I don't know what to call it, but some way where you could just record directly the audio and video of whatever you're playing, and then connect it to your PC, it gets, you know, streamed to your PC, and you can do, you would have to buy some special Microsoft programming or program, I mean, to edit it and stuff, and that'd be so sweet, because that'd be less of a hassle, and you can do a lot more community-based stuff on that with that, so that'd be quite sweet, I think.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
It'd be awesome, because you could open it up to more than just Halo 3, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It could be anything. You could, like, have Barbie Horse Avengers, for this sake. We all know we'd be recording.
I want to do that.
Horse winning the, you know, whatever it's called.
Oh, man. Could see it now, man.
Yeah. Could see the spam.
BHA Machinima.
Oh, man.
You know they're going to make
like
the
boring.
Barbie Horse Avenger the sequel for 360, man.
Yeah. Oh god, yeah.
Okay, anyway. Paul, you're up, dude.
Alright, I was just going to let everyone know that Halo Planet announced their winners for the Halo 3 box art contest, and I got the links to the Bungie article and the article straight to the Halo Planet page. I'm sure it'll be in the show notes, so you guys all check it out. And it was weird. The first day I looked at it, I believe it was yesterday. I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. Like, it said the winner, the author was Frank O'Connor, and then everybody was telling me that was Frankie from Bungie, of course. And then I look at it today, and it says the name was changed to Kenny Wheeler, and I don't know what that's all about. But
I think they had some problems with their site. But I mean, Halo Planet, yeah, those guys are rock, man.
You were talking about the guy who wrote up the article, so it was maybe something, just an accident, I don't know. But yeah, the one that won it's really good. It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt. They got the honorable mentions up there as well, and I think second and third place with that, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they were quite sweet. I was looking at them before the show, too, again, and they were pretty sweet. Chris was quite an interesting pick, but I like it.
All right, so what's next?
Hurricane 12 says, hey, it's Hurricane again. I just remembered another thing that I really want to see in Halo 3, and that's the ability to hold your grenade before you throw them like you do in Call of Duty 2. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I mean that you should be able to hold the grenade button, the L trigger, until you want to throw the nade. I think that this will help on the aiming of nades and will help on those long range sticky sinks again, guys. That would actually be, I don't see the problem with that.
No.
But maybe there could be like a weapon glitch that will come out of that later on. Maybe.
I don't know.
Triple nades or something, I don't know.
Yeah. That's kind of a good idea. I don't know. I don't know that it makes much difference, you know. I kinda don't see the point, but
Yeah. Well, have you played Call of Duty 2? You haven't played it, have you, Fuma?
No, I can't say I have, no.
Like, well, I mean, like, once you do, I mean, it's, like, once you start throwing nades in there, it's kind of, I don't know, you kind of get used to it, actually, if you play it a lot, so, yeah. I don't know. It kind of helps you, like, when you're about to throw, because sometimes in Halo, you, like, throw a grenade, you'll be like, oh, I should have, you know, waited a second before I line myself up before I threw that, but Call of Duty, it's like, you can pull it back, like, okay, there, I'm ready to throw it now, I don't know. It's pretty useful sometimes.
Oh, you can pull it back, like, behind your head and, like, hold it there for a while, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, he pulls it out and, like, pulls it up behind his head, and then, like, then you let it go, and then it throws it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter in Call of Duty 2, though, because it takes forever for those damn things to
Yeah, they're like the old sticky grenades or something, like, in the game.
Yeah, it was just like...
Since there are fizzles to let everyone know that it's right there, like, I'm right here, I'm about to blow up, okay, I'm blowing it.
It even has a red light flash and just to warn you. Get away!
It's like, pick me up and throw
I'm
me
blow
back.
Up in half an hour.
Dude, what if you could do that? Like, pick stickies up and throw them back? How crazy would that be?
Oh, that'd be sweet. That'd be a sweet feature, man.
Like, throw on your, like, as soon as you see it, throw on your little anti-sticky gloves and pick it up, and then
I was gonna
toss
say,
it back.
Man, you pick up a sticky and it sticks to your hand, and you're like, crap! You're, like, shaking your hand and everything. Ah!
Or, let's say a Marine gets stuck by a grenade, he just rips it off and his arm goes with him and he cuts it back at him. That'd be intense.
Yes, it would.
That'd be like Halo 3, the unrated version or something.
The arm-ripping version.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on to Decoded Feedback, who says, I think in Halo 3 we need a gun that can shoot out mines for, like, objective games. What?
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Mines? Okay, mines, I understand. Objective games, what does that have to do with mines?
Well, maybe he's thinking, like, put mines, like, around the flag or something.
Oh, I something. See, okay.
That's what I was thinking. I guess. I don't know where else. Sense. You're maybe the bomb plant area, perhaps.
I would agree with that if it was, like, for, only maps where it's, like, very easy to access, like, the flag. Like, Zanzibar, I find it's not very open. So I wouldn't recommend having mines there because it would be, like, more difficult to enter the base. But, yeah. Like, let's say the other base for the other Armin base for Zanzibar, the one on the beach, let's say you have some mines around there. That would make it quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. See, I don't know. Bungie, I mean, I consider Bungie's, like, pretty creative people. And you know, they're perfectionists, too, to where they really want to have a very well-balanced game. And have you guys ever played Tribes before?
No, I heard you talk about it a lot on episodes before, but no,
well,
I never played it.
I guess one of the reasons I talk about it a lot is because, or I have anyway, is that it had a lot of things that kind of broke the first-person shooter mold to where it had things like you could, right when you start off, you could go up in your base to a certain point where it's kind of like a little store, and you could buy, like, upgrades to your armor, I think. Mm-hmm. You could buy, like, turrets and place them at certain points to where they're... and then you could buy cameras and put them at another point, so whenever a camera sees an enemy, it fires the turret. And all kinds of funky things like that to where there was all kinds of base defenses you could actually add on to your base to create base defenses. And the thing is that if you get too much into that, then you're talking, like, you know, a game that to where it's all about setting up your base defenses and everything to where you're adding on to your base the whole time more than, like, you know, playing the game and fighting and shooting people and stuff. So, I don't know that's, you know, maybe they could do it to where it's well-balanced and it's unique and it's a good idea, but it would definitely, you know, need to be something different and interesting.
And anything to add on to that would be, like, let's say the base is fighting, like, let's say it's Team Slayer, and not only are they killing each other, they want to, like, activate, like, this turret that will help them win and stuff. Like, that'd be cool. Like, it would almost be like objective, but you always want to try to activate the turret and deactivate it once the other team does. Because then that'd always be, like, hotspots and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, Tower of Power or, like, or even Relic on CTF. Because Relic on CTF, it's like, once you throw the flag off, that's, like, it's game over pretty
you're
much.
Done. Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
just
if you
get
activate
lucky.
That turret, then it's all, you know, it's pretty much difficult to get it back. So that's cool. That's a good idea. Alright, who's next?
Was it me?
Yeah.
It's Andrew says, okay, I think this would be an awesome feature in Halo 3, sniper stats. Every kill you make with a sniper, you could look up on Bungie and it would tell you the distance the shot was, or they could bring back the little statistic thing like in Halo CE.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
I'm not really sure what he's
talking
about.
Have you guys played Halo CE?
No, I've seen the screenshots stuff, but that's about it.
Okay.
But that idea is so sweet, though.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be kind of cool. If they had, like... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's like you could say, you know, oh, look at this sniper shot, man, it's from 500 yards, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly, it would be more bragging rights.
Well, I mean, they've already got that game viewer deal where it shows, like, the gun and where you were on the map, where it hit you from, you know?
Oh, that's true,
yeah. It showed the distance.
So they could just tag a distance onto that, and that's, I mean, they keep that same deal, but just put, like, on that line where it goes from, like, the gun to the, to the person that you killed symbol or whatever, and then, like, have the, just have the distance, like, somewhere on the line or something, just, like, meters or feet or, I don't know.
That'd be nice.
It'd be sweet if they gave you, like, medals with the sniper, because, you know, no-scopes are quite big, and then you have your headshots, and then your no-scope headshots.
Yeah, like, different sniper, like, medals.
Yeah, like, different medals for that. Like, no-scope would, let's say, yeah, you no-scope them, you get a different medal. You snipe them, headshot, you would get... Well, we'll just keep the sniper one whenever it's zoomed, the same medal, but no-scopes would be a different medal.
Yeah.
There should definitely be a medal for no-scopes.
Dude, and the no-scope medal could be like a scope with like an X across it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Get some ideas in.
Right on.
You should work for Bungie. No, I'm
just joking. I don't know. Yeah, I bet you're just joking.
Just that one idea, they'll be like, oh, damn, this guy's good. Let's
be like, sweet. I don't know how to do anything. Okay.
I'm a noob at everything.
Like, I work at a golf course, but alright, I can help you out.
We need you to handle our mini golf course inside of Bungie Studios.
They're like, you need to take care of our lawn out at the office, alright? Okay, I can do that.
Okay, your job description is like writing ideas and taking care of the lawn.
Yeah.
That actually kind of sucks, because I'd be like wanting to go in all the time, but, like, sneaking in, and they'd be like, what are you doing? Like, aren't you supposed to be out like, cutting the grass? No?
No?
I'm a programmer. I'm Frankie's cousin. Leave me alone.
Well, anywho, filthy noob, where have you been?
He was mentioning it. He's like, he's been out. He's coming back.
Filthy noob. Anyways, he says, why has nobody thought of a burying vehicle like those things in Ninja Turtles or spider-like boss that climb the walls of structures? I realize that these are similar to mechs, but if there's not like six of them at once, it'd be great. It would make sense to have them that where they would only need two rockets to be destroyed. Or how about one SMG bullet? That'd be sweet. Like, oh god, he's climbing Relic! Shoot him. Oh, just shoot him with an SMG. He's dead.
Spitball, man. That's all I gotta say. Spitball.
Nuclear explosion when he dies. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that's actually kind of cool. Like a spider kind of thing crawling the wall or something like that. I mean, it could be pretty much any size, you know? That'd be crazy.
Spider-Man.
Of course, he'd be like super vulnerable to like any kind of shots, you know? Because he can't like, go a whole lot of places if he's climbing a wall. But whatever.
Yeah.
I'm almost sinking into this way too much, but okay.
Maybe I am, dude. I'm like, Ninja Turtles, that's a great idea, man. We need Leonardo in there, and, you know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're like fighting over who you want to be. No, I want to be Raphael, all right? No.
I want to be April.
I want to be Orange. Yeah, I want to be purple. I want to be
April. Be Shredder, man. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Scarab Gunner writes in, he says, I think it'd be cool if in Halo 3 you could snipe someone out of a tank like in Halo 1, but the tank guy only takes damage if you snipe him right in the cockpit.
Because if someone...
Shut up. You're such a dork. Because if someone is in a tank and you don't have any rockets or another tank, then he's almost unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Oh man, but like it's the innuendo show here, but no, but what's different is that you can board a tank, you know, you couldn't do that in Halo 1, so
yeah, that's true, but I still think you should be able to snipe people out of them though. I mean, I don't know, because you can snipe everybody else out of everything, well, except for the Banshee, but I mean, or can you snipe people out of the Banshee?
I don't know, I've never,
I can,
you know, their feet are like sticking out from the tank, can you snipe their feet and kill them?
See, I don't know, I've always wanted to do it, and I was like, every time I see a guy in the Banshee, and I have the sniper, I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna try to snipe him, like, maybe, if I can,
I've sniped a guy. I've sniped a guy who was trying to board a Banshee. Like, he hijacked a Banshee, and I sniped him from taking it.
That's cool.
That's awesome, dude.
I did. It was crazy.
Yeah. You know, a sniper does do a lot of damage against Banshees, though. I mean, three or four shots.
Yeah,
it'll
take
their
wings off and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, but not, like, physical damage to, like, the player in it, though.
Well, no, I mean, I think you can.
Well,
if you get...
I mean, you blow up the Banshee. It's pretty much kind of like you blow up the Banshee, you blow up the player, but it's not like the player individually, you know?
Yeah,
not the player, yeah.
Actually, yeah, my friend over here just said that you can't snipe people out of the Banshee if they're, like, you have to, it has to be, like, perfect, so, like, it's real hard to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's real tricky, I guess.
All right, so what's next?
Yeah, go, Polly.
Scarab Gunner. Sorry, I was looking for one.
Actually...
Scarab Gunner.
I already covered that, dude.
But, I am a noob.
Earth to Polly.
I knew I'd do that once.
Oh, I bet you'll do it twice.
I started to read it, and I was like, wait, let me just talk about that. Okay. Lax Mastro says, when you teabag someone, the deep man's voice should say, teabag. That would be really funny.
Teabag.
It should also be laser reactive bombs. When you go past the line, it creates, it blows up.
It creates, it blows up. Nice.
like in James Bond Nightfire. What's he talking about? Laser? Oh, I see what he's talking about. Never mind.
Like a triple, like a triple laser.
Yeah, I got you. Like a little trap deal. Yeah. That'd be pretty weak, but
it'd be funny if it would blow up the whole line of the lasers. So I'd like put that in front of my base, and so it'd be like impossible to go in front because if you walk by, that whole line would just instantaneously combust.
If you could like set lasers in like all kinds of different directions, so it's basically like a giant grid of lasers in front of your base. It's like a net.
God, it'd be like Resident
Halo 3 is now Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see above with the...
It'd be funny if you were in that scenario. You just shoot one of the laser grids, and then everything would just freaking blow up.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
That's a good point.
It would be crazy. Anyways, Billy96, he says, in Halo 3, there should be, when you go over and jump into Warthog, your guy stands up. Okay.
Only if he, like, blows the horn like in Dukes of Hazzard, man.
Yeah, and then a teleporting weepin' that can teleport you anywhere on the map.
A what?
What the hell's a weepin', dude?
What the hell's a weepin'?
I don't know.
You don't know what a weepin' is? Gosh.
Am I a weepin'? I guess I'm a whippin' noob.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. All right.
So if you guys know what a teleporting weepin' is, let us know.
It'd be sweet when this guy said, when you go over a jump in a Warthog, your guy stands up. It would be sweet if, when the driver and the Warthog and the passenger, when they, like, blow up or whatever, they fly, like, a million miles from their, from the front. Like, just, boom!
That would be pretty...
Dude, they shoot, like, straight up in the air. they're, like, freaking come down, like, burning from going through the atmosphere.
It's like smoking to come.
Make a hole in the ground and everything.
Oh man, it makes like an imprint of the body, like Looney Tunes or something. It's like
you'd be on coagulation,
like Wile E. Coyote when he hits the ground. Yeah,
you're awesome. Fumo's about to faint.
I know.
Oh my gosh, man!
Breathe, Fumo.
Oh wow.
We're throwing too many jokes at him at once. That was...
I don't know why that's so funny, but like, you hit the jeep and he goes flying, just straight up in the air. That's crazy. All right, anyway,
eject.
Yeah,
that'd be the chew, isn't it?
Teleporting weeping. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. All right, so Dom the Bomb writes in saying, "I was just listening to the E3 special that we did." And for a brief moment, we were talking about the fact that Halo 3 is the last part of the trilogy. He says he's thinking that instead of creating other stories in the Halo universe, Bungie might instead create just a series of multiplayer games, kind of like the Unreal Tournament games, just Halo multiplayer.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be prequel games, I think.
Yeah, prequels would be sweet.
Yeah, I think they're going to do that, to like get more backstory on the Forerunner. And
it's funny because the prequels are going to have like more high-tech weapons than more high-tech weapons before.
Kind of like Star Wars.
And then after,
man,
they just get worse.
Yeah, it's just going to be, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It'll be like, yeah.
It could be. It's just that I don't know that they would make a multiplayer game that leaves out completely the single player component, because yeah, I know they're very much about storyline as well, and they kind of incorporate that into the multiplayer. So I don't know that they would do that, but it's a possibility. I mean,
yeah.
All right. So, who's next?
Firefly says
it's Furfly. No, I'm just joking.
Whatever. I wanted to mention one thing about Thermopylae. Someone wrote in and said that Thermopylae is the title of one of the soundtracks in Halo 3. You guys kind of brushed past it in episode 66, but this is important. In the actual battle, 300 Spartans held off an army of 250,000 Persians. Every Spartan died because they were betrayed, but they managed to hold the Persians off long enough for the Greek army to retreat to safety. This is important because I think we're going to see a battle in Halo 3 that includes the rest of the Spartans. If you remember, they didn't all die in the book storyline. Something like 20 or so Spartans survived back on Reach, I think. Anyway, keep on trucking, friends.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
that
would
be big rape.
That would be pretty crazy.
Freaking large scale.
After the war, and then after a war, it would just be Master Chief left, and then, you know, that trailer we saw, that would be the last scene right there.
Yeah.
He'd be walking towards it. And then we'll be crying. Just showing. It's over. Anywho, Mythic Light. Oh, God. Mystic Elite
Light
says. Yeah, shut up.
Mythic Light.
He says, stuff the bomb or flag could say. This would be a fun addition to Halo 3. So here it is. Okay. When you have armed and planted the bomb, run, sucker, or you're about to get owned. Okay. Sean Connery voice. I don't know about you, but I'm leaving.
I don't know about you, but I'm leaving.
There you go. I couldn't do it.
I don't. That wasn't very good. I can do better. But
it was crap. You have to admit.
Yo, Sean Connery, if you're listening, man, we could use you as a guest host, man.
I can say his name probably better than I can say like
Sean Connery. I don't know about you, but I'm leaving.
Where's JVB when you need him?
Yeah, I know, man.
His foot's just gonna come stomping in.
I was about to say that. Damn it! You beat me to it.
That's right.
When you're carrying the bomb, it would say, "Move faster, you lazy fatso."
Okay.
After is it planted? I'm pretty sure after it is planted, it would go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, kaboom! Yeah, that'd be pretty gay.
Yeah, no explosion, just kaboom, yeah.
The flag. I really don't know, but I'll try. When you get the flag, run, foo, or you're going to get shot. When you drop it, damn, man, you suck. And when you capture it, and I actually get paid to do this.
Okay.
Wow. All
right.
Nice. Okay, next.
Bomb.
Crafty Ninja writes in saying, just like to add some stuff of what others to what others have put in on Halo 3 multiplayer. First, weapons. Number one, take off the non-scoped crosshair for snipers. I mean, really, if you can go around sniping people without even using the scope, it's nonsense. Also, make the sniper very inaccurate while non-scoped. It's ridiculous these kids keep sniping people from across the map with no scope and then screaming about it. I think they're just kind of calling that out. Whether, you know, across the map, probably not.
They're of course going to say no scoped. Like, oh God, did you see me? I no scoped him.
You see, yeah, no scope like, shotgun. Oh,
dude, you're right in front of him. I hope you no scoped him.
Yeah, really. Freaking can't miss him, man. That thing up your whole field of view. Yeah.
I know. I could just see somebody like vote for JR screaming across the map. Like, I no scoped you, eh?
Yeah.
Well, Salmonator, yeah. Eh? I no-scoped you, eh?
You actually know something I wish, like, they would do, like, as far as, like, the way it holds, like, your gun and stuff? Like, to where, if you are using a gun that does have a scope, that, like, he kind of holds it away, not, like, down, where he's holding it, like, in a firing position, but if you scope it, he actually, like, pulls it up to his eye, like Call of Duty, I mean, to reference another game that does that. I mean, Call of Duty 2 does that, and it's more, I mean, because you can know, like, if someone's like, dude, you didn't no-scope, I saw you.
Yeah,
see, that would sense. Actually be a good idea.
Like, Salmonator, don't try to lie. I saw you scope.
No scope.
Well,
shut up.
I've had it once where this one kid kept saying no scope, no scope, and every time, because I had the volume real loud, you could hear the zoom going in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Sit down, clown.
Sit down,
anyways. Keep going on, Fuba.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude, I freaking forgot what I was gonna say, man. Dang it.
My bad.
Freaking frack.
It's our fault.
Alright, so anyway, number two. There needs to be some sort of equivalent of the shotgun in the Covenant. Also, there needs to be a humanized brute shot. Maybe a grenade launcher instead of the rocket launcher. That or make the brute shot a brute launcher. Yeah.
Brute launcher would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of cool.
That would be. Launches. Like, instead of being a lob shot, it'd be, like, straight. That'd be pretty sweet.
Wow, that'd be pretty crazy. But have to fire pretty fast.
Yeah.
Of course, that'd be a lot bigger, too, man. Freaking generate that much power.
Imagine if a brute shot was armor-piercing. That'd be crazy. Like, it was a big spike in front of it.
Your character just gets, like, a hole in him, and it's like...
That'd be quite
cool. Yeah, you got pierced.
pierced.
I can see that going so bad in so many
piercing
ways.
Metal, yeah. Oh, hey, shut
look,
up.
I pierced him while I'm teabagging him. Oh.
Alright, maps that are bigger in multiplayer need to be cut down. If there are going to be maps where people can hide the whole game very, very easily, like Waterworks or Containment, there is no use having them. Maps like Coagulation should be the big maps. Also, bring Coagulation into the circuit in more game types. It would be a good choice for Team Snipers or whatever people like most. Okay, your comments on those. What do you guys think, dude?
I don't know. I'm pretty mélangé like that.
I really disagree with that. Because I think big maps have their place, and you can choose not to use them. And generally, in matchmaking, they're only used in game types where there's eight or more people. Well, eight people, I should say. Six or more people, really. But, you know, Waterworks doesn't get played on freaking, you know, 4-on-4, or doesn't get played on, like, 2-on-2 or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or 4-on-4, for that matter. It's like, it's only played in a big game type. And I really like big maps in the context of really big games with a lot of people. So keep them in, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I like it. I hate Waterworks, but every time I play in, let's say, Big Team Slayer or Skirmish or whatever, I actually quite enjoy it. I just don't like it when it's a small party. Cause
I like Waterworks a lot. It's actually one of my favorite maps. There's enough people, because, I mean,
yeah,
but
if there's enough,
it's so
great.
Boring. You just run around and you're like, where is somebody? Just,
I know.
And you find somebody and you're like, okay.
Or you get sniped from the center, and, you know, can't do much about it.
Like, where is the guy? And you don't know where people are. Like, but there's enough people, you're just like, oh, okay. Just, like, and like that, I've seen that map to where it's like, if there's enough people in there, like eight or more people, it's just like mayhem more than any other big map on the game.
Yeah, it's fun.
Kind of like Containment is, like out in the middle, like all this, you know, vehicles sitting head on and tanks and all that
That's
stuff.
That's sweet for CTF, too.
It's pretty crazy. Oh, yeah.
There needs to be more direct game choosing. For example, have OptiMatch set up the same, but when you hit Team Slayer, it goes into Team Snipers, Team SWAT, Team Assault, and Team CTF. Then those branch off into different types, like 1-flag CTF Fast, 5-flag CTF... 5-flag CTF, what? CTF Classic.
5 flags.
Yeah, nice. You need 5 flags to win.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
That's what he means.
Oh, okay. CTF,
well, I hope he means that.
5-flag CTF. There's 5 flags in the map. Pick one. CTF Classic. Single bomb,
three.
Multi-bomb. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what would be a sweet feature? I'm not sure if we mentioned this, but if you were the flag bitch or the bomb bitch, if you could have at least, like, one dual-wieldable weapon in front of you so you could just shoot noobs, like the noob combo, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, dual-wieldable sounds good.
Yeah. Sweet feature.
Yeah.
But about the matchmaking stuff, I don't know, I think that would be too gay.
Well, okay.
Just because I like matchmaking because it's random. You absolutely don't know what you're going to have except for what the hell you're supposed to be doing. And I don't know, if you go too specific, you're only going to have people who are like only good at CTF Classic that are only going to play it over and over.
Yeah.
But maybe other people are... The other party will be only CTF Classic people, so... I don't know. I'm really
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know. For some things, I mean, it'd be alright if it like had to do like an optometric branched off and certain things, but like it doesn't need to get too like picky.
Too specific,
then, yeah. Then you just like I want to play. I want to play Team Slayer, and then I'll do this and this, and just like
and
pick.
Then you have
like,
to make three or four choices.
And just go
to get
play
the freaking
a custom game.
Yeah, like I only want snipers, no scopes, not allowed. Only stickies.
I don't care, level. Man. Just give me a game.
Game.
Yeah, exactly.
And plus, like, who else is going to be all in there looking for the same?
And, like, I have to be host. You know, there's going to be a lot of difficulties with this.
Yeah, really. All right, so who's next?
BCW.
Yeah.
Oh, I am. BCW 81.
Oh, no, you ain't. Just
my top three.
No, he didn't.
My top three would be...
Oh, bitch, you didn't.
Anyways... My top three would be make it for Xbox and Xbox 360.
Oh, they won't be doing that.
Like Ghost Recon.
Yeah, no, like sorry.
Hells no, you're going to have to buy
Ghost Recon, bad example.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two, have a level of two different parts. Like the map with a map like Coagulation with a Covenant Cruiser hovering over it with a grab lift that goes into it. Oh, so, okay. That actually be kind of cool, but in a sense, I don't know. It'd be kind of big, but yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're like, if there's like a cruiser over it and you can like go up in there if you want to and fight, if there's people up there, but it probably end up being like everybody's down on the ground fighting and you go up there and you're like, where is everybody?
Oh, I know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. It would have to be a relatively small map for something like that to work, you know?
Yeah, but it can just be like a separate,
like,
just like area to go into. It's like everybody
like
has access to.
Truth and Reconciliation. Yeah. Remember that Halo 1?
Yeah.
You'd go up the lift. Like, if they had just that base part of the port.
Oh, yeah. Like you talking about, like the bottom, like, where the lift is, just that area, and then, like, the shit? That would be pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah.
The shit?
What? The shit.
You know, the...
Hey,
so what, you know, what if they had, like, a cruiser on top, right? And there was a warp zone. There was, like, a warp zone. I always call it that. There's, like, a warp zone thing in the...
The warp zone. Yeah, we see
the freaking transporter, or whatever the hell they call them, in the front of the ship and one in the back. And then right when you get down to the bottom of the transporter, there's like a base pretty much right there. And you have to walk in and grab the flag and then go up the transport. The only way to get across the map is to go through the lifts.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be pretty. That's a good idea. That'd be cool.
That would be perfect. Like have, or you could just have one ground part. And then the top part would be, like, the ground would have one flag, and then the shit would have another.
Wow.
We're going to start
I'm never, playing one of those games with Polly. Hey, let's go play the shit level.
I'd be like, what are you talking about, dude? Okay, and the third one he said was a survival mode for Xbox Live in which humans have one life and try to survive a computer-controlled Covenant Flood onslaught.
I always thought that was so sweet. I've always thought they should have a mode where it's just your team and you're against, like...
Yeah, just AI.
AI. And it's just constant rape, and you have, like, rocket launchers, and there's flying bodies all over the place, and... Oh, that'd be so sweet.
That would be pretty cool. Just where you can just have to, and you can, like, pick the troops, like, you want to come at you. Like, I want, like... like Covenant Flood to come at me.
Yeah. Like, the difficulty keeps getting more and more as the time goes on.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Just start out with, like,
and
grunts
and survive.
And then...
Yeah, and you have to survive, like, 11 minutes or something and protect the base. And then ammo keeps getting respawned, but
dude,
the good ammo
achievements.
Respawns.
Those are, like, achievements right there, for real.
That'd be sweet achievements. It'd be sweet if Halo 3 had, like, 5,000 points for achievements. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be the shit, isn't it?
So let's skip ahead a little bit, going to Mythic Elite, who says he has actually a bunch of stuff in here, but we're just going to cover a few of them. First of all, he mentioned that a plasma nade launching warthog would be cool. The turret shoots hundreds of stickies a minute. This would be funny as a multiplayer. You wouldn't be able to walk 5 feet without getting stuck like by 50 stickies or something.
Yeah, that'd be actually sweet if the stickies weren't as powerful as actual stickies.
What?
You mean
it'd be
like,
cool if the stickies like weren't stickies?
Unactual stickies?
Like,
what do you call
be
those?
Like needler bullets, that's what I'm saying.
Like mini stickies or something?
Yeah, like mini stickies.
You get like dime-sized stickies stuck all over you?
Yeah. You're like, guys, look at me, I'm glowing, I'm glowing!
I'm trying to think of what game that is, it's like Gothic, dude. Oh, it's not even anything like a game like Halo, but like, it just reminds me of that. I don't know why I thought of this, but like, have y'all played Cameo on the 360?
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, there's like one of the things you can change into, it's like a, damn, what's that thing called? I can't remember. One of the creatures you can change into. He's got like this big old like lava thing on his back, and he can like shoot out different stuff, like a big old mortar bomb and crap like that. One of them is like this little like spray crap, like it'll like just shoot out this like spray of stuff, and then like once it starts hitting enemies, it'll just sit there and just kind of explode like over and over again. And I don't know. I guess something like
so.
That.
So far, I'm visualizing a big monster. That, been,
no, it's
acid out. Okay.
That helps a lot. Like,
I'd have to show y'all, man. I can't explain it.
Yeah,
you're
believe
fired.
You, Paulie. We believe you.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go.
You're fired.
I'm going to go move now.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, he isn't kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, let's see, a few more. We got indestructible vehicles would be a cool idea to add as an option. This was fun for
stunt. As an option, yeah.
This was fun for stunt game types and whatnot, and you had to think as the other team could hoard your vehicles, and you wouldn't get them back unless you killed the other person and drove it back. As an option, definitely.
That could be lots of strategy involved, too, because you instead of defending the base, you could also be defending the vehicle at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, boss fights was another one. Having boss fights but not making them obvious. In Halo 2 at the end, you knew it was you versus Tartarus. It should be where there's one guy you have to kill, but there are many other enemies, and it doesn't seem like a boss fight. It would seem like any other battle.
Just like in Halo 2?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Boss fights, maybe where it's applicable, but not like, you know, every single level like Contra or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're going to have to do where you switch between, like, the Chief and the Arbiter again, maybe not, like, every time, like, right before you're about to switch, but, like, maybe every other time, if there's that many. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
No,
if the need arises, because, I mean, well, because they're, like, the only really boss in, I mean, Halo 2 was Tartarus, because, like, the Prophet was really nothing besides, like, I don't think you're really fighting with it, like, the Honor Guards, because they all had swords, but, you know.
Yeah, he was, you know, you could say he was technically a boss, though, because he... You know,
I think he can shoot that thing on his little floating deal, but, I mean, yeah, but...
Shoot
still,
the doohickey in his floating mob, and you're all set.
Yeah,
oh my god.
You just go jump on this thingamajigger, and you beat him a little bit, and he goes, ah!
Man, the next post is so funny by Lone Banana Phone.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm so going to read this one.
Go for
okay,
it.
So, guys, here's a list of 13 items that Lone Banana Phone thinks Halo 3 needs. Okay, so
needs.
Here's the first one. Absolutely needs. It's even capitalized,
must
for
have.
Pete's sake. Number one, alligators wearing sunglasses. Now, I read this, and it totally makes sense.
At first, I don't know, but now, definitely.
Yeah, but now, at first, it was like, woohoo! And then now it's like, oh.
<That's>
Anyways.
Story of my life, man. Story of my life.
So far. Anyways. Yeah. 42 small mammals carrying priceless pains. Well, yeah, I'm still iffy on that one. Yeah.
You're still kind of like,
oh, number three. I'm still a little, anyways, number three, Albus Dumbledore. Well, this will just make Harry Potter and Halo 3 incredible. Holy shit. I mean, poop.
Dude, you're going to hurt us the explicit holy tag, man. Better watch it.
I know, man.
My bad. Anyways, Albus Dumbledore, I don't know. We'll have to reconsider that one. Number four, a leather toaster oven. We would probably find this in Master Chief's house. I bet we get to see this at the end.
I know it.
Number five, vicious dogs, and number six, vicious bees, and number seven, vicious dogs that, when they bark, they spit out vicious bees.
Yeah, we definitely need that, man. It's must.
Okay, that's Master Chief's guard dog. Okay.
God.
Number eight, I don't find it necessary, but Lone Banana Phone believes that he should be in Halo 3.
Oh.
Wait, but yeah. back to the like Master Chief's dog. What if he like had like his own little like Spartan suit and it was like just like the Master Chief, but it was like had dog ears and they would like move.
and then every time he would bark, he would actually say something, and he'd be like, "Get out."
He'd be like, "I need a weapon."
And then number 9, a mailbox that can spit fire. Again, that's another part of his house.
Yeah.
He's got, like, the freaking Bowser.
I know what you were talking about earlier, about the monster Bowser that would spit acid. It's the fat guy named Al that eats lava. That's number 10.
Yeah, that was... he's in Cameo, dude. That's who I was talking about.
Dude, that is the best one ever, man. Fat guy named Al that eats lava. Makes no sense. Where, freaking, I don't know.
Oh, that's probably Master Chief's roommate. I so bet you.
Yeah. He comes home, he's like, "Hey, how's it going, man?"
The final scene of Halo 3 will be Master Chief goes into his house after he's seen the vicious dogs and bees and Albus Dumbledore in a leather toaster oven. And then he'll be like, "Hey, I'm Al. Yeah, I crashed your house, yeah."
No, he's gonna be like that guy on Dude, Where's My Car? Just lives in the closet, and he just, like, comes out in the morning and pees in the plant, and they're like, "Hey, see you later."
Master Chief comes home, opens the door, and, like, throws down his, like, metal jacket on the ground and throws his keys in the corner, and he's like, "Hey, Al, how's it going, man?" He's just like, "Well, I'm pretty good." He's like, "Eating lava."
metal jacket.
I have heartburn.
Does he have a metal jacket? Is that what you said?
Yeah, dude.
Metal jacket,
that's awesome.
Yeah. A leather jacket. Anyways, yeah. Number 11's 14 crumpets.
Yeah.
And 12's a dancing peanut. Absolutely necessary.
Mr. Peanut. Like Mr. Chief.
And then
and
13 is a partridge and a pear tree. But this isn't a normal pear tree. This is a P-A-I-R tree.
Oh.
Interesting.
A pear tree. It's a pear tree, like how I would say it.
A par tree.
Like pear. A pear tree. A pear tree.
A pear tree. And a...
All right. Moving on.
All righty. Justin F. says, "I think that Halo 3 should have the ability to punch, kick, and grab enemies like grunts. You can sneak up behind them, grab their little heads, and punt them into a crowd of jackals. New minigame called Watch What They Do." Watch a grunts fly through the air.
That'd be like the new sticky grenade. It's like, "Oh, just grab a grunt and you can chuck it."
Oh, dude.
Press R to punt grunt.
No, how cool it'd be to like get the grunt, like their little air tanks they have to like breathe and stuff, like puncture a hole in it, or like it'll blow up and you like throw it and like shoot it when it gets by
and then you chuck a sticky in it.
Dude, that would be bad. You chuck a sticky.
And then it blows up because he like breathed it, and then he blows up into a million pieces with the other grunts. Oh, that'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome. They're like still alive while you throw them. They're like screaming and stuff, like flying through the air.
That's how grunts scream.
And with the surround sound, you can hear the grunt like go past you with that, you know, that digital 360.
Well, that'd be a sweet multiplayer thing. There'll just be dead grunts on the grass. And then you just be camping that base. And be like, "Come on, come in the base.
Grunt fight.
Come on, I want to rupture him. Come on."
And you're a and you like, "No, it's
like,
just a matter of time.
Guys, don't worry, I got the grunt. It'd be like the new power weapon.
You're sitting there holding by his ankle like, "I got him, it's okay."
He's like trying to get away. "No, let me go."
Demon.
Okay, so on to Kartsu, says my top 10 Halo 3 wish list is the following. Number 1, a shopping cart. Okay. Number 2.
That's for how many Halo 3s he's going to buy.
Yeah, I guess
he'll need a shopping cart.
Number 2, the ability to get ponyback rides from other players or a monkey.
Barbie Horse Adventures. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 2. Yeah.
The modded version.
Yeah. Number 3, a map that has like 8 banshees and no terrain, so it's like a dogfight. Kind of cool.
Nah.
Maybe. Not. Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't like that. But...
Number 4, Aladdin's Magic Carpet. Okay.
Going across coagulation, man. Like,
you're like, "I can show you the world."
Shining, shimmering, splendor. Maybe like relic or something.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Number 5, a Pakistani Marine. Okay. Number 6,
that's necessary.
What about a Pakistani gay Marine? Sorry.
Yeah, it could be. Number 6,
too much of your history.
Hey, that brings us to number six, which is a Marine.
Hey, look at
a Marine with shorty underwear that says, "I'm a gay Marine."
So, Polly, next time, don't read ahead and try to, you know, fix
yeah, really.
Together. I just got confused.
He has ESP, man. ESP reading.
Oh, dude, check out the next one, though.
Yeah, a level in Champagne. I mean, yeah. That you must fight Chuck Norris.
So you're fighting Chuck Norris in a champagne bottle. Glass of champagne.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Oh, man. We definitely need that. Must be. Okay, when you die, do a JVB moment.
Da!
Or laugh really loud.
Yeah. Definitely.
Laugh really loud and cough while you try to recover from your laughing, because he like...
And you faint.
Goes off. Oh, Fumo was going to earlier, man. He's like...
Yeah. I know, man. I almost had schizoid embolism there, man. Okay, so a power-up that makes... power-up that makes you high? Okay.
Like, jump high. That's what he meant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he also said he'll be sending in a pic of his cat. Thanks. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man. We don't need that.
Yeah.
And he also thinks that we should have a gay Marine with a rainbow gun.
Huh.
Sure. Okay.
Right.
Rainbow Bright, Master Chief.
Oh, God.
Okay, so let's just do a few more and skip on to, you know, what do you call it? Other games Halo Freaks play. I can't even figure it out right now. Anyway,
Holy
who's next?
Damn. Paul.
Was it me? Mythic Elite says, I play some games other than Halo occasionally, and I will tell you about them.
No way.
Unreal Tournament 2004. This game is completely insane and addicting. It is so much fun. It's PC only, but it's worth getting. There are so many game types like CTF, Assault, Onslaught, and many others. It seems slightly realistic with some weapons you use, like the rocket launcher and machine gun, but a lightning gun? Yes, there is a gun which shoots lightning at your opponents. So the only thing more embarrassing than getting a headshot is getting hit by a lightning shot in the head, watching your head fall off and you surge with electricity. This game is highly fun, and I recommend any person to try it.
Seizure.
Yeah, definitely.
Aneurysm.
Dude, what if you could use a gun to like bring people back to life? Like, clue! They're flopping around. You're like, I'm gonna bring him back.
It's a defibrillator gun, dude.
My name for that would be so Zeus. I'm Zeus. I'm gonna strike you.
It has like an IV hookup on there.
You're like, dude, I already respawned. What are you doing? He comes running up to you, like, come on, let's go. Okay. He also plays Unreal Championship too, as you can guess, is the Unreal Tournament lineup of games. This is basically like UT 2004, but it is way more fast paced. You have a choice of using your almighty guns like a shock rifle, bow rifle, rocket launcher, disc launcher. What?
That's not it. I don't know. It's not in the Xbox version anyway. Go ahead.
Really? Yeah. Anyways, pistol, sniper rifle, and a minigun to slay your opponents. You can also go third person and play. It may seem weird to play FPS game type in third person, but it is essential to mastering the speed of the game. Your second type of weapons is your melee weapons, aka sword or staff. You can hold the trigger to do random slice moves to injure your opponents or use B on the Xbox and do a power move. If you hit the opponent enough, they freeze for a bit, allowing you to do your special move and gruesomely kill the other person. In the air with the sword, you can hold the R button and let go and go flying across the map. There's a main campaign which focuses on one character. Then, like the traditional UT style, there are 16 other characters to go through the tournament with. And then you got your challenge mode, which are impossible to beat. And then you got multiplayer mode that you can play over Xbox Live. God, dude, like, Jesus, this game is highly fun.
And then,
and then you go try.
As if that wasn't enough.
And then, okay.
Isn't
and then you can eat a cheeseburger in the middle of a match.
And then there's mods that can do this, and then there's this.
And then there's this, okay, yeah.
As if that
and then there's
enough.
This one time in Bandcamp.
No, you guys, I've been playing that game, though, lately. I bought that for, like, was it, like, $6 or $7 at GameSpot?
That's close.
Which, Unreal Championship 2?
Yeah, Unreal Championship 2, yeah. And, you know, it's really complex. It's
wait, like, if you look, he's playing Unreal Championship 2. It must be the poker version or something. I don't know if you look at that.
Championship, yeah.
That. I don't know. Yeah,
I see a real gun and I raise you 50. Yeah.
I raise you lightning gun.
Yeah. Oh, big stakes.
All in!
Oh, yeah. People crowd around the table. Oh, what's going on now? No, but,
what about that minigun? Isn't the minigun like a little miniature gun that actually rapes? Like, it's like a turret?
And yeah, it's like the cricket gun like in Men in Black.
Yeah.
A cricket. No, but that's a fun game, though, man. I've been playing that lately on Xbox, and the thing is, it's extremely fast-paced. I mean, and not only that, but it's much more complex than Halo, in my opinion, because you have a primary and a secondary fire for everything. You can double jump, you can jump off walls, you can use your melees both to you can use your melee attack as a shield. You can also use it to deflect shots back at people, even sniper rifle shots. So it's just so freaking complex that it's difficult to master. I mean, I'm having a tough time.
I wish we had a little bit of that more in Halo.
What's that?
Like, one thing I thought was neat, when one time this guy shot a plasma pistol bullet at me, and I took a sticky, and they both blew up. So I was like, sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, man, if I could do that more often, holy crap.
Nice.
Well, hey, and then when you shoot a grenade, when somebody chucks it, that'd be sweet. Well, actually, that is sweet. Yeah. That does happen.
When you can shoot in the air, yeah. No doubt. Well, hey, let me real quick just do a kind of a backtrack and do one from Brent Gamer, because I can't leave this one out, dude. It's just so good. Okay, when Halo 2 came out, we were given new weapons, and we're forced to learn how to use them effectively, whether we liked it or not. Here are some of my ideas for new weapons in Halo 3. Number one, a gun that shoots cans of soda. Hey, that soda machine shot out soda cans at that baseball coach in Maximum Overdrive, and it killed him. We can even name it the Coca-Killa. Nice. Awesome. Number two, a gun that attracts beautiful women to your base. The enemy will have a hard time arming the ball when you have ladies running around your base in bikinis.
Yeah.
True. How true that is, Brent.
This is, I don't know, sort of seems like Brent's fantasy here.
Yeah, really.
Folk and then woman and then, you know, there's more.
Number three, a sword-like staff that summons Conan O'Brien when waved around in the air. Conan's hair can scare off anybody, and I mean anybody. Dude, the hair bounces so much, man.
Conan O'Brien. Ooh, that guy's a silly bitch.
He has serious hair, man.
He does.
Okay, this number four, an iPod that only plays Guns N' Roses. Enough said. Okay. Yeah, only if you get to, like, stick it on your enemies and make them listen to Guns N' Roses. No!
No!
Number five, pig in my pants.
Yeah, okay. Once again, more proof that this is his fantasy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, number six, a gun that causes Rosomi to turn into Super Russ, a hero capable of destroying a warthog just by looking at it.
Oh, God, that's awesome. It's funny because I like nominated Rosomi as the official Chuck Norris of the Podtacular. So that's why it makes me laugh. Yeah, I pretty much just said straight up, I was like, Rosomi is now the official Chuck Norris of Podtacular.
So. Everybody needs an official Chuck Norris, man.
Yeah, and Rosomi's the man.
All right, so let's back to the other games that Halo Freaks play.
Painkill 05, he has a Guild Wars review, and yeah, this is going to be long, so take a big drink of Coke and stay awake when I read this.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. This game has the best graphics out of every game I've ever seen. It's the MMORPG Guild Wars by Korean software company NCSoft. Unlike games such as RuneScape, which I actually played today, but anyways, or World of Warcraft, Guild Wars features solo world travel, so you only can see other people playing when you're in a city, town, or outpost. You can also create parties, which vary in size depending on where you are in Guild Wars universe. There are two sources are the only way you can see people. Also, the highest level in Guild Wars is level 20, opposed to World of Warcraft's level 60. I've heard it's twice as hard to level up in Guild Wars. Also, like Halo 2, it has its clans. Guild Wars has guilds, obviously. Guild members get a customizable cape, and their characters wear to show off your guild's colors. Also, if your guild has enough money, they can purchase a guild hall, which is a private area of the Guild Wars world that only your guild members can visit. There's about 7 to 8 halls to choose from, all different. They're all different. Also, the character system includes classes such as Ranger, Warrior, Mesmer, Necromancer, Monk, and Elementalist. Also, the characters may have a permanent second class. So, for example, my character shows as a E/R17, which means an Elementalist as my primary character, and my Ranger as my secondary. I'm also level 17. For more questions, feel free to ask.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, that was cool.
Well, and WoW, they also have guilds and stuff. And WoW, it's not really hard to level up, I believe. Like, I don't know, I had the game for a month and a half or so, even less, and I had 2 level 27 characters and a couple level 10s. Level 10s, they get one guy to level 10, it might take like 1 day or something. But 27s, once you, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's hard to level up. I don't quite know much about it, but yeah.
Well, cool. Right on.
There's a game.
There is a game, in fact. All right, Paul, you're up, dude.
All right. Purple Demon 666 says, "Hey guys, the gamer games that I enjoyed a long time ago were Sonic 1, 2, and 3. It was made for the Sega Genesis, which I still have. The games were tons of fun to play. I used to beat all the games when I was just 6. The new Sonic games are good, but not as great as the retro ones. I still remember that annoying noise Sonic made when he jumped."
That's definitely annoying right there, man. You win.
Okay. I was gonna say, Sander's like messing with my mind. Yeah. Stupid. That damn noise. What is that noise? It's like Seinfeld and that German guy. She's like, got that organizer beep, and he's like, "What is that noise?"
Turn it off. You just wasted like 30 seconds of your life talking to the freaking Sonic noise.
Next time we're playing Halo 2 1-on-1, me and you, Polly, I'm still going to say that. You're like, "Hey, Polly, guess what?"
Dude, we need to do that on live. We're playing people that care so close. We're like, "Hey, check this out." Dude, you're like, "Can we just jump? We can do it when we jump."
Every time you jump, you go, "Whoop."
No, every time you teabag also. You'd be like, "Whoop."
Oh, man.
Oh, damn. Gosh. We better get on to the next one.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, so...
I sort of pulled a Polychronopoulos and I read ahead about what Mega Man Zero has to say, so I feel like it's necessary for me to read this. Okay, hey, Podtackler, it's Mega Man Zero 3. Well, when I am not playing Halo, I'm playing one of the two games. My first choice besides Halo is Perfect Dark Zero. Everyone has given this game bad reviews on its online features. I really enjoy playing on some of the new maps that they released not too long ago. The other game that you can find me is Uno.
Uno?
This is a game that everyone can enjoy. My family and I play this when we need family bond, and I always win. Yeah, I'm pretty good at making up stories myself. I've played with this and this with some Podtacular people such as Salmonator.
Uno!
And Renegade, and of course Dalpex. Uno is one of the best games that the Xbox 360 arcade has to offer, except for Geometry Wars. Anyways, PS, go Podtacular Pro B, shouts out to G. Lewis, or G. Nubbis, or Gay Lewis, or however the way you know him, and Dalpex for being such a great overlord. Keep up the great work.
Whoop.
Yeah, Uno is quite a fun multiplayer game, I thought.
Oh man, yeah, that's saying that for weeks, man.
People are gonna start turning it off.
Okay. Androidica says, "Yo, Podtacular peeps, you guys are crack-a-lack and wicked geeks, etc." Okay, thanks. I think. Not sure if that's a compliment. Anyway, just writing in to tell you about Metroid Prime Hunters, because it's the best alternative to Halo to those of you who are Xbox-less. But it's so neglected. You should start a Metroid clan or something. It can be called Podtacular Pro Metroid. Okay, too far. Anyway, it's a great show. Keep up, dudes, and stay pimp-tastic. Right on. We're crack-a-lackin', pimp-tast-a-lackin'.
Pro Metroid.
Thank you. I guess.
Crack-a-lackaroo. Yeah.
Crack-a-lackin'. All right. the two cheat says. Is it me or is it Sam? No, it's just me. Isn't it?
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it's you.
I was thinking it. I was getting ahead of myself. God,
do you want me to take this one now?
I got it. I got it. Man.
Do you need a breather?
I don't need a breather. I got this.
Dude, oh, no, I have a sudden urge to jump and do a front flip.
Yeah. I bet. Good collect rings.
Ow, I hit myself. Just
I'm going to do like somersaults along the ground when this is over, man.
You can roll up into a ball and roll around and collect rings, too? You
yeah, I can somersault pretty fast, man.
All right, man.
Alright, yeah, go ahead.
The Chi Chi says, well, I need a break from all the 5-year-olds and spawn campers in Halo 2. I like to play a good old fashioned game of Battlefield 2. No, I'm not talking the lesser console versions, I'm talking about the awesome PC version. Between all the tanks, flag capturing, and different player classes, it's an awesome game. If you manage to get past all the patching and tech problems, you'll love it. Too bad you can't, you don't get Master Chief Shield. Yeah, I got it from my 360. It's pretty good. I haven't played it lately, just I don't know. But it's pretty good online. It is like really dumbed down as far as features go, but oh well. I mean it's pretty good online. Only thing like I had a problem with about it was like some of the shadows are there's kind of some bad tears in some of the shadows and stuff, like the edges of them. Kind of choppy looking. I don't know. It's weird. The demo was like it when it came out on the marketplace. I didn't think the game would be like that, but it is. But oh well. What are you gonna do? Anyways, he said, KOTOR 1 and 2, Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2. Some awesome games. Who hasn't dreamed of fighting Jedi style in the galaxy far, far away, only to have their dreams crushed by reality? Well, since you can't actually shock your worst enemies with Force Lightning, the KOTOR games are the closest you'll get. Featuring well-done storylines as well as the Force powers you can dream of, it's an action RPG fan's dream. As an added bonus, there's even a moral system allowing you to align your Jedi with the light or dark side of the Force.
I played KOTOR 1. I never got to finish, but it's quite fun.
Dude, yeah. Like, the first one's awesome. Have you played it, Fuma?
No, I haven't, but I played Jade Empire, which is fairly similar from what I understand.
Yeah, it's a lot like it. I played Jade. Like, I beat the first one, and it's got, like, a crazy ending. It's like, I don't know. You'd have to play it. But, like, I've got KOTOR 2 right now, and I'm close to the end, I think, but I haven't beat it yet, but it's really good. It's pretty cool. Just how the whole light side, dark side stuff works.
Yeah, that's quite neat.
Just build your own lightsaber and stuff.
That's sweet.
And then you got good old Psychonauts. Good game that nobody ever played. You play as Raz, a psychically gifted circus performer that ran away from home. He runs away to a secret camp for kids with psychic powers. Along the way, he meets a colorful bunch of characters and becomes involved in a conspiracy to steal all the campers' brains. Written by famed funny guy Tim Schafer, you'll love this game. Besides, who hasn't wanted to set things on fire with their mind or have telekinesis? Please check this terribly underrated game out. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually heard it. This is quite good. I've heard a lot of, like, I know barely anybody played it, so that was a big problem with it.
Yeah.
But I actually heard it's, like, a really good game from some podcasts I've listened to.
Yeah, I've heard, like 99% good reviews of that game. I mean, I've only heard one review that said it was kind of cheesy in some parts. But, you know, for the most part, everybody said it was very innovative. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, it was a great, like, platformer kind of game with really just interesting levels that were just completely different from what you usually run into.
Yeah.
So, it's supposed to be very cool.
I've actually, like, I listened to the 1UP Yours podcast with the 1UP.com guys, and they're starting to do this deal now. I forgot what it's called, but they're, like, Game of Shame or something, and they're playing. They find some kind of odd game a lot of people didn't play, even though this is a really good one. And they're actually playing this game right now, Psychonauts, and they're talking about it, just how good it really is. In general, it's like a really good game. So I think you guys all check it out. Now, they were saying also, if you have a 360, it's not backwards compatible. And Tim Schafer's actually, he's like pushing this whole petition deal, or kind of like an online push petition thing for like everybody to send emails to the back compat guys at Xbox.com.
Yeah.
To make it backwards compatible, because I don't know. I mean, I actually played a demo of it at a kiosk like a year and a half ago, and it was actually pretty fun. So,
nice.
I hope it does get, you know, put on where you can play it on 360, because it was probably an underrated game and should have done a lot better. So.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of the show, guys, and just wrapping on up here, be sure to tune in next week for the tips show, where we're going to be covering lots of gameplay tips for levels 25 to 35 in Halo 2 to help you level up and stay there. We also have a specific map of the week that we cover strategies broken down by game types, so check that out.
So send in your tips and etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. We ask for new stuff for the show every week, so check it out at podtacular.com. We have some rockin' forums there too, eh?
Yeah, and you can also call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave us a voice message of some sort.
And shout-outs to Pada999, who's working with Freak in a Box to make a Skulls guide for Pod TV.
Rec B and Dialpex, which they're, right now they're battling for, I don't know, something. They're battling for something, I don't know.
Battling for something. And Oompa Loompa, and isn't that a... Is he not related to you, Stanley?
I have no brother. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, just like, got I've disowned.
Never heard of that kid in my life. I don't know who that is.
Oompa, what?
Shout out to Sharpshot15 also.
Hey, Sharpshot, not going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
And so. Thanks to Cyclonic, my fellow Canadian and teammate, for editing the audio.
All right. So yeah, guys. Until next time, I'm your host Fumo Jai.
I'm Paul Kronopoulos.
Okay, just take my spot.
No, I forgot. I went first.
Oh god. Okay, and this is Salmonator.
And this is Paul Kronopoulos. Don't edit that. That was awesome.
And this is Fumo Jai. All right. See you guys next time, man. Keep wrecking trucks.
See ya.
Live from x360leaks.com, it's the XBL Radio Show.
Hi, guys.
Nice to be here.
Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
Hey, this is Pitcher.
Thank you for having me.
Today we have Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
This is the other guy coming to you live and strong.
Tech news.
If you have a Sony PlayStation,
the brick is extremely large.
I mean, it's smaller than a laptop.
I've got a breakdown on everything you need to know before you jump into the 360 arena.
They have been using computers for therapy with Alzheimer's patients.
Game news.
Arcade games are selling for $5 to $15.
I don't think I'll play this game.
Game reviews.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Doom.
We're going to review Fight Night Round 3.
That's right, it's King Kong. I know Manga Man's been really into this game, but
the majority of people out there like that. Yeah. Out of 10, that's pretty high.
To me, I wouldn't suggest buying it.
Interviews from the gaming community.
How's it going, K-Rock?
Oh, it's going great.
Major Nelson, a.k.a. Larry Herb. You guys really have made my success. Welcome, Gamer Andy.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Hi, this is Luke from the Game Act Top Mind podcast.
I'm the Rebel. Welcome to extra60leagues.com.
And Live 0.5.
This is Live on Live, the Gamers Roundtable discussion.
I've been gaming for a long, long while.
You need to move on.
Anyways, we got a great show for you. We got four wonderful Xbox Live gaming guests here.
Live on Xbox Live. This is XBL Radio. Your game, your voice, your radio.